just for the milk.
A dairy?
Mm-hmm. Fine. Does the word dairy mean anything else to you other than that type of farm? Thank you.
No.
Okay. And then what's the place around the barn where you might have the cows and the mules and animals just walking around?
The grazing area or corral.
All right. And then where they go out to graze, a bigger area, would you have a name for that?
A meadow.
All right. Let's see, do you know another word for that beginning with a P?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have anything to do with raising cotton or ever see it done or hear about it?
No.
Okay. Do you know what they call it when they hoed between the rows to get the weeds out and thin it out?
Seeding.
All right. What would you call undesirable grass that grows up in a cotton field?
Weeds.
Okay. Do you know any specific names?
No.
All right. And then cotton and corn grow in a big area is called a...
field.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a smaller area? You might have a watermelon...
patch.
All right. Is a patch smaller than a field?
Yes.
Okay. Then what sorts of fences might you have around a house, wooden fences?
You referring to the type of wood or the type of structure?
Structure, I guess.
A picket fence?
Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Boards standing straight up with points on the end of them, mm-hmm. usually.
Yeah. And then how about a kind of wire fence?
Cyclone.
What is that?
Cyclone is wire interwoven, so you have a series of diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of fence you might have around a school playground?
Yes.
Okay. What about the type with the prickly things?
I knew you were going to ask that. I was trying to think of before I say cyclone. I can't think of the name of that.
Barbed wire?
Yes, barbed wire.
Okay. And then do you know an old type of fence that where the pieces of wood might be zigzag?
Yeah, but I don't have a name for it.
Would it be a rail fence? You don't know.
That makes sense, but
okay.
I've never called it anything.
Okay, then if you set up a barbed wire fence, you would have to dig holes for the...
posts.
And if you had just one, it would be a
post.
Uh-huh. What would you call a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Fence.
Got four terms there. You can combine them any way you like.
A wall.
Just a wall?
I suppose I would come up with some distinction if I lived around one, but I don't have one that I know of.
All right. Do you know if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what you might put in her nest to fool her?
You know, you can put hay in their nest, but I don't know what you're referring to.
Not to fool her into laying.
No.
Okay, well, we'll get it through its parts then. What are your best dishes made out of?
China.
And the thing that you might scramble in the morning is an...
egg.
So if you had an egg made out of that, it's a...
China egg.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use to carry water in from the well?
A bucket.
What would it be made of?
Metal.
Okay. What kind of metal?
Aluminum alloy.
All right. And then what would you use to carry milk in?
A pail.
All right. Is there a difference between a pail and a bucket?
I consider a bucket a little bit bigger, mm-hmm. but
okay.
I'm not all that touchy on it.
Both made of metal?
Yes.
All right. Then what would you call something that you might use to put the water in if you were going to mop the floor?
Oh, I suppose I'd call that a bucket, too, if I thought about it.
What would it be made of?
Plastic.
All right. And then how about carrying the food out to the pigs? That would be in what?
A pail.
If you like. What would you call the scraps that you give to the pigs?
Slop? No, I don't know.
Well, would you say a slop pail then? Or just a pail?
I'm sure I'd just keep one bucket for that. I don't know what I would call it. I'm not sure I wouldn't put anything else
in
there.
I can see how you might not.